We're going to have to talk really, really fast today.
Okay.
Because we have to make up for 8 minutes.
Yeah.
8 minutes lost due to cable problem.
Damn that infernal cord. And it really was a cord this week.
Yes, it was a cord.
It was a bad cable.
Wires. Yeah. There you go.
It was a bad cable, and we got held up a little bit. Everything was working pretty good. The cable just decided to crimp on us in the middle of getting ready to broadcast, and hence it is 7:08 right now, and we are on. This is Ghost and Talk. I am Scott L.
I'm Doug.
I'm Will.
And that was completely backwards again, but that's all right,
because
we're all about spontaneity and not really going by any script, because we're not
actors. You would have been me first.
You're always backwards.
Okay, try it your way.
I'm Will.
Hey, Will Friday.
No, you have to say, this is Ghostly Talking, I'm Will.
Okay.
This is Ghostly Talking, I'm Will.
I'm Doug.
I'm Scott L.
Yeah, I'm not
Ghostly. It just don't feel right. We'll have to go the other way around.
We'll try it some. We'll mix it up a bit.
Yeah, we'll mix it up. We'll try every week to be random. We'll be like a Simon Says game.
Except for what I have to say.
Oh.
Because I always have to say something.
Okay, say it.
And I always want to say that Ghostly Talk is broadcast live on Sunday nights from 7 p.m. till 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Uh-huh.
From the Haunted Basement Studios in Fraser, Michigan.
Yes.
Haunted Fraser, Michigan. And
it's a very haunted town.
Yes, and we're carried live on the internet via Pioneer. If you go to pioneer.rolo, R-O-L-O.net.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you go to Indie Music Exchange.
Yeah, it's on the site.
Indie Music Exchange.
Radio New York International.
Radio New York International.
Also hosts us. Along a slew of other people with KQRP. KQRP in Salida, California. Hello, all you like.
Don't put a W in front of that. It confuses people.
Yeah, I know.
WKQRP.
No. KQRP in California.
Yeah.
Like, what's up, yo? Hi, California.
Is that what they
Like, man, you're, like, really stressed out. Yeah, like somebody from the East Coast goes to California, I found from past experience that it's very different for us because we're all really, 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 like, you know, a little more intense than people out in California are. It's why I'm always surprised how it can be the movie capital of the world.
But this is always on cell phones, I guess.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Interesting show we have this evening.
Yeah.
We have a gentleman named Scott Christensen coming on.
Yeah.
We're going to be talking about all kinds of insane stuff. It's going to be it's going to be different, like they all are. This show is going to be groundbreaking and new, and we're going to cut new ground with this every single week. That's what we try to do, at least. We'll see if that happens.
I have to say, the mystery surrounding July...
It's going to be, it's going
building
to be,
building and building and building.
Well, I said I was going to have it up this week, but I forgot.
Oh, okay. Good job.
Sorry, guys. I'm sorry. It's been a trying week, but I'm going to, go ahead.
I posted in a, because at ghostlytalk.com, which is our, ghostlytalk.com is
our
website.
It's our website.
In the forum section.
Yeah.
I posted up a thing saying, who was it? Was it 8-Bit? I don't know. It was somebody saying something about, you know, one of the shows, and I said, hang in there because I've seen July.
Yeah, July is going to be fat.
The July schedule, right?
I am going.
And I left it at that. I didn't post July or anything because it's not up to me.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I've seen the schedule.
Oh yeah.
And July is exciting to me.
We're really geeked about it. We're going to do is well. I'm going to do my usual thing and skank out of here early. But I'm going to look towards probably before 10 p.m. I'm going to shoot for to have the new schedule up for July.
Awesome.
The deadline I'll put on myself is 10 p.m. I should be able to make that. We've been kind of like just pimping it up for the last 2 weeks about how excited we are about July. So we are going to put that up tonight. It'll be coming up tonight.
The
so
July
I don't know
schedule.
What's going on. It's going
to
be really cool.
And I don't have to be tight-lipped about it no more.
It's tough, I know. It's tough because you want to like tell
I'm
everybody.
I'm so excited about it. Well, you remember for the past two... Well, especially last week, we were sitting on the patio.
Yeah.
The Haunted Basement patio.
Uh-huh.
Well,
there's a patio off the basement.
Patio.
We're looking at it right now. As a matter of fact,
true.
You can see it.
So
there's a pool out there, and all the girls, you know, all the girls that you know take care of us, you know, before and after the show, back rubs and stuff like that. You know, they're out there, they're chilling poolside right now, just relaxing. And yeah, we're looking right at the patio right now.
Right. And so we were sitting out there before the show last week, and I was like, oh, July.
Oh yeah.
I'm so excited about July. I can't wait till you post that up to see what people will say. Hopefully they'll say something in the forums or in the emails.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Last week had a lot. Again, we have to thank Max Lichter for coming on last week. I didn't really get any mixed reviews. I mean, I can't say that. People sent email in to me, and, you know, I got messages on the site, and, you know, IMs and the smoke signals and stuff like that. And people were like, you know, that was really, it was weird. You know, but it made sense, though. It made a lot of sense. Plus, it was fun. You know, I mean, it was just one of those things. And I will admit that I did indulge last week. I did indulge. I indulged. I mean, it was me going, guys, can we please bring this gentleman on? I know it's a fan fiction site,
well,
but it,
next
we have
week
time.
Is next week is another indulgement to you.
Well, yeah.
However,
it's going to be
one that really
no
really...
one's finding out about that.
Oh, that's not even going up.
That's
tomorrow.
Not going. That's gonna. There's gonna. We're gonna. We have a show next week.
We do.
We have a show next week.
We are doing a show next week.
We have a show next week, but you know what? We're holding off on that too. We can do that, but the rest of the month it'll be everybody's names will be up there. We'll put everybody up.
So you're not putting up
no
next week.
Absolutely
show
not.
Until when?
Probably never until the gentleman comes on.
Oh, really?
We'll say it's a man.
Okay.
So that's what you get. Now we've narrowed it down to the male population
male.
Of the human race.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we've nailed
a little less than half, I believe.
Yeah, there's more women,
yeah.
Which is good. But well, for me, I don't know about Will.
Yeah. How many, I don't know how many Sasquatch are there on the.
I remember on your deathbed that I didn't say that.
Uh oh. Okay, oh, well, I'm going to be cursed.
Remember
now?
On your deathbed that I went away from the mic and his mouth was right against the mic. So remember who said that. No, we're gonna wait. I think we should wait.
Okay.
It'll be fun. It'll be gonna be really cool. It's gonna be really cool.
Then we're not even announcing the guest for next week.
No.
The show.
No.
Okay.
No. Not at all. It'll be cool.
It's such a huge name and such a huge.
Well, quit saying anything more. People are gonna be like. Because I don't know what goes. The internet's a funny place. I don't know if somebody's. Well, no, nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
Not even our news guy knows.
Not even our news guy knows.
Havoc does not know.
No, and he usually knows everything.
And he, yeah.
He usually gets all the drippy, gooey, whatever.
Yeah. Drama.
Filth, you know, whatever's going on.
But
so.
not about next week's guest.
No.
I don't think. Did you copy him on the July schedule or no?
No.
Then he doesn't know.
No.
Because I didn't.
I did that for a reason.
I haven't.
Even though I love
he posted
Havoc.
Up his news, right?
Yeah.
He's the news guy.
Yeah, even though
next month's guy.
Even though I love Havoc, he's the man, dude. we're gonna be tight lipped on that.
So next week is really it's just you, me, Will.
Yeah.
Know who's gonna be on next.
That's about
week.
It. Yep.
And of course the guest.
There's a few other. I think there's a few people you know that I know of that know about it.
All right.
But that's pretty few and far between. So.
All right.
Hopefully they keep their mouths shut.
I wonder if it's on any website.
I don't know. That's why I just said the internet's a funny place. Somebody might have found out about it sooner or later, and I don't know. Go searching around.
How? I mean, who would be the leaky cog in the wheel?
I don't know. We'll plug them. We'll plug that leak real quick. I'll just let you know right now.
There's nobody who knows.
I don't know.
Kelly might know because she's psychic. But
all of our past psychic guests know already.
they know.
So you guys keep your mouths shut if you're listening. Quiet.
I bet this week's guest probably knows.
Yeah, and I already told them to shut up. I'm
yeah.
like, listen, Scott, shut up, okay?
Right.
So yeah, those people know, but we're paying them off. We got the mob involved. It's all taken care of.
Okay, good.
Yeah, we're good to go on that.
This is exciting. We're also podcasting.
Yes, we are.
After the show is put up, we put up a.
32K version.
32K version, so it's actually higher quality.
Yeah.
Than what's in the archive.
Mm-hmm.
Because the archives are what 18.
Well, what
or
I was 10? Actually, I don't know if I discussed this with you
one
or not, Doug.
One bit per second. Yeah. Or something.
I don't know if I discussed this with you, but I was thinking, you know, we've been doing all this work, you know, starting with podcasting and doing all these different lines, just trying to get further and further out there for people to make it easier. More readily available for people. Mm-hmm. It don't make a whole lot of sense to me now to have our folder for 16 kilobit archives, the usual, you know, the regular stuff.
Archive.
And then we have a folder from now on for 32K archives. What I was thinking about doing, like you know, if with your blessing, of course, Godfather, is just archiving at 32K now and having everything pulled from that.
Well, the issue is when you have people who download from a dial-up.
Yeah.
Because the 32K
are
what, 27
you're right.
megs each.
I didn't think about
like that.
Yeah. The 16K is
and also they're
that.
Not broken into two. They're broken. They're just one large file.
Yeah, I forgot. Yeah, well, I was thinking about, you know, okay.
So you can't burn it to CD and then listen in the car or that,
yeah.
that kind of thing.
That, so, yeah, we'll just keep it at 16K then. All right, I'm sorry to bring that
however,
up.
However, for those of you on not on dial-up but on broadband,
mm-hmm. Maybe we'll put a link somewhere.
I would say get your iPodder software hooked up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because that's the easiest and best way to get
the link. Yeah, for the iPod.
High quality archive. I subscribe to Hometown Tales.
I heard about this show. I keep hearing about this.
And I subscribe to a whole bunch of different things. As a matter of fact, Kyle from Windsor Ghost Hunters.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was Kyle posted a thing in the suggestions mm-hmm. section. Why don't you get the Hometown Tales guys on Ghostly Talk?
Very well may happen. Sounds like a good idea to me.
That would be.
We've been getting a lot of suggestions. I'm trying to keep up. I mean, oh God.
We need a whiteboard and an action list.
We have a whiteboard. We have a whiteboard now. We're gonna have a whiteboard.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's a lot of backlogging right now, and I got to catch up with that this week. We got tons of suggestions, which are excellent suggestions. That poll we put up from who's calling in?
Unknown out of area. Do you want to find out?
See who it is. This is gonna be bad. You're on Ghostly Talk. This is the lovely Scott L. How can I help you?
Yeah, you are pretty lovely, aren't you, big boy?
Yes, I am. And I'm big where it counts, sweetheart.
We wasn't going to talk about that, sweetheart.
Jeez, I wonder who this could be.
Is this a prank call?
Is this a prank call?
I
wonder who this could be. Does anybody have any ideas down here?
I have an idea.
I think we called somebody out and they're not happy with us.
Right.
Okay, so I'm going to turn the mic off and just like get yelled at. Here we go. Okay, Havoc, it's all yours.
Scott, you're a nice guy. You're great. You're the man. You're cool. Yeah, that's it.
You know, you hesitated an awful lot on that.
Yeah.
You're like, what can I think of nice to say about Scott? You know, I'm going to need about a week for this
Think.
Yeah.
Hey, Havoc. Yeah, now, is it true you do not know who's going to be on next week?
I have no idea.
You don't.
Wow. Okay. So we did keep it pretty tight.
Yeah, we did. It's nothing, well, I mean...
It's not against you.
We're nothing against you. We don't want you.
Yeah. It's something we had decided, yeah. Like, what?
Corporate came down on us and said, listen, this Havoc guy's a lot of trouble, okay? We need to work something out here. So, we were like, well, we like him.
Ixnay the corporate K.
Okay, I'm sorry. Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, no Ixnay in the corporate K stuff. But, yeah, no, I know I haven't discussed it with really anybody myself.
Right.
I don't know about you guys, but I've kept myself pretty tight-lipped about it, so...
Right.
This kid at Jameson, and I'm going to be very upset with you guys.
What? If we have Jenna Jameson on?
Yes, if you have Jenna Jameson on, I will seriously drive to Detroit and kick somebody's butt.
No, this one next week, anyway, is a male.
If you can get Jenna Jameson, though, that'd be pretty cool. I mean, if we can talk paranormal.
Should we have Jenna call us?
If we can talk paranormal with Jenna Jameson, dude, we can talk paranormal with anybody, I think.
That's true.
If I can get her to tell me a story about a ghost somewhere on the porn set or something like that, like, you know, one of their tools went flying past them and, like, nearly knocked out one of the props guys or something, and the boom mic operator, like, levitated off the ground or something. I mean, we can talk paranormal with anybody. I don't care.
Right.
Yeah, you think if I got Jenna Jameson to actually go on your show, you think I'd give her number out?
Yeah, Jenna, all we need is your phone number to call you.
And the number is unknown out of area. Write that down.
Yeah.
That's how your number shows up on our caller ID, by the way.
Yeah, he's
unknown
blocking
out
us.
Out of area.
He's blocking us.
I know.
No, so it's going to be...
He's our news guy. I'm blocking you. Oh,
see, we're so classified, we don't even know each other's numbers, man. We're so tight-lipped, we don't trust anybody, including the people on this show. I don't trust either one of these guys down here.
Hey, Havoc, I'm supposed to ask you, how's work?
Uh-oh.
I don't know why.
What do you mean? I don't know. I got a new job, so...
Uh-oh.
Oh, well, how's work?
Yeah, that's awesome.
I took a week off.
I would die for a week off right now.
Oh, I would love a week off.
Where you, I mean, if you want to, what's the word? Let out the information.
Well, he used to work for a nationwide...
Our favorite place.
...electronics store,
yeah.
Yes. And you're no longer working there?
No, I'm making $7.25 an hour at Target.
Oh!
Well, there's a nationwide, not everything.
They're a retailer. They retail everything. Target is like they sell everything.
Well, that's where I got my mobile phone car charger, $9.99
at Target.
My brother used to work there.
$9.99 at Target.
Wow, this is really great.
That's the only thing I've gotten there in like a decade.
Any more news going up?
But if
anything?
They're employing my pal Havoc,
yeah,
I guess I'll have to pop in there every so often and get some.
Well, that's not in Ohio, though.
Well, but it all goes into the same corporate coffers.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So by buying something, you're paying Havoc.
I'm helping Havoc out and buying my stuff. It's a win-win situation.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
There you go.
So, Havoc, you will verify that you don't know what's going on next week, though, either, right?
I have no idea.
Okay.
All right.
Unfortunately, we're going to have to keep it that way throughout the week, too.
Yeah.
but we're turning a new leaf. We're
because if we tell you, we have to then, you know, drive down to Ohio.
Yeah, you know. And
we have to, like, lock you in a closet and duct tape your mouth so that you can't
tell anyone.
Oh, you
mean anyone. I finally get to come out of the closet?
Dude, just join us. Join us, Havoc. You will be assimilated, Havoc. You will join the ranks. That's beautiful.
Resistance is futile.
Resistance is futile.
Hmm.
Oh my God, we have just alienated the
this
whole.
This has quickly gone.
Yeah, this has gone really bad. Havoc, we need to leave you now.
Woo!
Okay,
I thought
you got a
letter.
We're
relieved. Hit me up later tonight, okay, man?
You got it.
We'll talk to you later, okay, brother?
All right.
Take
bye.
Care of yourself. We'll see you.
Bye bye.
That is our resident news guy for Ghostly Talk. You put a name, well, you can put a voice to the screen name.
Yeah.
Now, whenever you see them crazy news articles that go up, that's our man Havoc. Hard at work.
Well, I put one up the other day.
I put one up like a week ago or 2 weeks ago or something like that.
I haven't put one up in a couple months.
Gosh. Well, and you're the one who's always like hip and cool on all the latest stuff. I want to know, you know, we've got 5 minutes left before the before bringing on Scott Christensen, the guest for today.
Yeah.
What I want to know is Hathaway House. Did you see the email I sent you?
I haven't had a chance to get to type it all up. And
well, give us a quick version of the Hathaway House stories that you know of. Just a quick 5-minute version.
A G-rated version, too, please.
Yeah. Well, the one thing I do know is that it was built in 1853 by a sea captain. And he built the house basically for his kids.
Okay.
While he was out at sea.
Okay.
And while he was out at sea, his one daughter passed away, and he didn't find out about it until he was back. And at that point, he retired and died in the home himself also.
Okay.
Did the daughter pass away? Like, was there any truth to the thing or any research done about the way the daughter died?
There's nobody really knows how the daughter died. I know she's buried in Oakwood Cemetery along with the sea captain.
Because they said in that email, the lady had said that
the girl who hung herself was when it was the mental institution.
Oh, that was later on. Okay.
Right. House changed hands a whole bunch of times. A lot of the past owners came into some fairly horrible demises, car accidents, that type of thing. I know one guy.
Well, the current owner has not gone through a horrible demise.
The current owner lost the house.
Well, yeah, but
the city owns it now.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
I don't know for sure. All I know is that for some reason he lost the house and the city owns it.
Wow.
Okay.
So,
well, he seems pretty adamant when you talk to him, though.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, originally he's like, "Oh yeah, go ahead and do what you want to do, and go around even going on the outside of the house and take pictures." And
mm-hmm.
That's I get some pretty good stuff during the day.
And then he's like, "Get out, leave me alone."
Yeah. When we actually called to make an actual appointment to go to the house and actually investigate it on the inside is when he freaked out.
Because he originally said
he just wanted to be there with us, and I said, "Okay, no problem."
Yeah, okay. He just all of a sudden well, the outside he had no problem with, but the inside he did.
When we called him back to get permission for the inside, he reneged on the outside stuff, even though we'd already been there.
Okay.
Interesting.
Something must have happened.
So yeah, something's up. And okay.
All I know is the police watch that house like there's no tomorrow.
Well, of course, but it's for sale.
It is for sale.
Do you want to buy it?
Yeah, Doug, you got money.
Hey. Just enough for a $199 computer.
Okay. So. We're going to buy a house.
I do know that they
put the big Ghosting Talk logo on the front. Hey, come on in. It's a good party.
One of the local neighbors has said that they've seen things in that house just from basically sitting on their porch.
Mm-hmm.
What do they see?
They've seen people walking around where there should be nobody walking around.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll be sitting out there all day, and all of a sudden they're seeing somebody walk around, and they know there's nobody in there.
Mm. Interesting.
Okay.
We'll have to check that out.
So haunted or not haunted?
From what I've been told, it's the most haunted place in New Baltimore.
Okay.
Hmm.
Yet they're not making a movie about that.
No.
No.
Okay.
But there is no.
Well, they're debating whether they're going to tear it down or not.
Oh, they better not. It's gorgeous.
Well, everybody was trying.
Uh-oh.
To.
I hope we're not logged off. Do you think we're still broadcasting or? Yeah. Okay.
Oh, we're still going. Cool.
Good.
What the heck happened?
It went into evidently
went into
I don't have
mode.
That profile
it
set.
Went into sleep
not,
mode.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
why don't we take a quick break here? Get Scott Christensen on the phone.
Okay.
We have a lot to cover today. Yeah, a lot of changes, though. There's more stuff going on, too. More happening around here in the Haunted Basement that we're going to let you know about in the coming weeks.
In the coming weeks.
It's going to be an interesting couple.
Well,
it's going to be an interesting month.
When you see the July schedule, first of all, and there's going to be a controversial part of the...
Oh, very.
And that's going to be put up tonight.
It's going to be up tonight.
Right.
Very, very.
And you might not recognize it right away just by looking at names or whatever, but we can explain it to you.
Well, there's links right to the sites, too.
Yeah,
there's
links
up and ready
to
go, and people can read and learn about this before we bring these gentlemen and ladies on, because there's going to be a lot to talk about in July.
July is going to be a very interesting month.
We're going to take a quick break. Will, take us out of here.
So we can get Scott Christensen on the phone.
Absolutely.
To visit with us.
We'll be right
hour and a half.
Back.
And I think Doug and Scott are riots. That is when Doug stopped flirting and Scott stopped coughing up hairballs in my ear.
Ghost Hunting, my ethereal anti-drug.
The future of America is at stake, and frankly, many Americans are frightened at the direction we're taking.
Well, I guess it's my show right now because the other two co-hosts have food in their mouth.
Hi, guys.
That's delicious.
I mean, we're just sitting here on break. We're trying to get things together, and all of a sudden, Doug walks down with these two glorious sets of pizzas. They're just beautiful, and I'm like, wow, where'd those come from?
Hey,
very
you
cool.
Know.
Very cool.
You gotta take care of yourself while you're doing a show.
So. Yeah, we gotta keep our health up because this is a real endurance thing. 2 hours of hard working, you're sweating, and this isn't an easy thing to do. It's like running a marathon. So you gotta eat greasy, fatty food to keep yourself going. That's really important.
Right.
I got a question for you.
Yes.
I got a question for you.
What
does crossing over mean to you?
Going to the other side. Death.
Okay, what else? No, I mean, that's good, but, you know, I mean, is it. I mean, is there anything else? I mean, you're a happy guy.
Well, it reminds
guy.
Me of...
I don't want to talk about him. Make him go away.
Make
him go away. Just that idea. I mean, the idea itself. I mean, yeah, that's one viewpoint. I mean, going from one...
The continuation of the soul after
just
leaving our body.
Immortality, possibly, something like that.
Yes.
I'm just looking at some information here on our guest we have waiting... Patiently.
In the wings.
In the wings.
Actually, his mic is hot.
His
he
mic's
can laugh
hot.
Any time now.
Don't say it. Quiet. But no, I'm just looking at some really interesting ideas here. And one thing, I was just going through some notes from some stuff on Scott Christensen here. And he's got an interesting blurb here I just wanted to throw out. And this really made me think a little bit. And it's entitled Our Programming. It's part of this write-up we have. In today's society, most of us have been programmed to believe in one life. At the completion of that one life, we have only two options, heaven or hell. The question would then become, how can someone on earth communicate with someone in heaven or hell? And that's just, I think that was a good way to bring this in, because, I mean, it's an interesting idea. When we talk about, we've talked about EVPs and ITC on here, and communicating with the dead through mediums or psychics and stuff like that. And I know I may have heard it sooner, here, but I've never really asked... I'm in the nether regions. I'm somewhere out there, But I've never heard anyone say, well, this person is in heaven or this person is in hell. I never really heard that directly said, to the best of my memory. So it's an interesting idea, and I just wanted to throw it out there to people. If anybody's ever been in a session, so to say, or EVP session, or they're doing ITC work or something like that, and they, hey, are you in heaven or hell? Well, I'm in hell, and it's a lot of fun down here. I mean, I don't know exactly.
Wow.
I don't know exactly what the dynamics are or anything like that. But it's an interesting thing. I was just reading through here on break, and I saw that, and I thought it was pretty cool. But with that, I want to introduce our guest today by the name of Mr. Scott Christensen. Are you there, Mr. Scott?
I am here.
All right. Did we slaughter that for you? Are you embarrassed to be on our show now?
No, not at all.
Okay, good. Just
not yet,
check.
Anyway.
Not yet, not yet. Now, Scott, you know what? My memory is so shot out and gone right now. You do have a book out, all right?
And I do.
And we're going to talk a lot about, some of the stuff that's in this book without ruining it for people. But we're going to talk about some of the ideas. You just told me the title of it, and I do have it here in front of me, but why don't you throw it out? Because you can probably phrase it better than any of us down here in the haunted basement.
It is Bridging the Gap Between the Christian and Metaphysical World.
Wow. That's a mouthful right there, too. That's covering a lot of ground right there. I mean, the Christian and metaphysical worlds. Now, when you say, just to start off, when you say Christian and metaphysical, I mean, those two terms, I'm sure most people, have an idea of, what Christian as a term is and what metaphysical as a term is. But as far as what we're talking about and what you're talking about, how would you define those and how maybe some of the correlations or something like that?
Okay. Well, basically, the book covers a lot of my own internal search.
Okay.
I was born very metaphysical, and I was raised Christian.
Okay.
And that's a difficult place to be. when you're, you know, when you're in a traditional church and you say you went to see a psychic, people look at you a little funny. When you're in a church and you say, I am psychic, they look at you a whole different way.
Well, yeah, I mean, we all have personal experience from that. I mean, just in...
Not saying that we are psychic, but saying that we do what we do.
Yeah, just the regular people, you know.
We get the whole gamut of reactions.
Yeah, we've been called everything from blasphemers to Satanists to, you know...
Satanics,
what's that?
Well, we
tell us Satanic.
Satanic? Mm-hmm.
What's that?
We were Satanics.
Who told us that one?
We were up doing that...
the house.
Looking at a house up in, like, Omo or something like that. And we got called Satanics.
Wow.
By some passersby. They were driving by and they hollered out the car.
Satanics.
You must be a bunch of them Satanics.
Were you guys, like, sacrificing a goat out in front of the house or something?
Well,
or?
We were trying not to.
Did you have a fresh virgin laid out on the porch? I mean...
Well, they asked what we were doing.
Were you bathed in blood or something? I mean, what's going on here?
That's what we were doing. We told them we were out there ghost hunting, and...
That's what they called us. So we get that all the time, Scott. Well, you know, but not from the psychic perspective, but from just investigating it. So we know a little bit about what you're talking about there.
Exactly.
Right on. Well, what I've found is, as a country, mm-hmm. it's really kind of a metamorphosis that we're going through. You know, the TV show Medium, its first day airing, had, 19 million viewers?
Really?
Yeah, and so there's a lot of folks who are going to church on Sunday and then watching Medium at night or checking their astrological sign or watching John Edwards or Sylvia Brown
mm-hmm.
that come up with this real internal conflict between what they've been taught and what they've experienced firsthand.
Okay. Well, yeah, and it's people, I mean, we've kind of discussed that before here, too.
When you talk to people, almost everybody has a story.
Yeah, that's true. Like, everybody you talk to, no matter what race or creed or religion or, you know, whatever their culture is, I mean, it seems like, I mean, it just happened to me Friday night. I was telling you before the show, Doug, I just was talking to a couple of these big bouncer guys at the show the band I'm filling in for was playing, and we just moved on to, like, some subject, which turned into talking about the paranormal, and when I told them what I do, I mean, stories came out. As a matter of fact, the place that I was playing at that night is supposedly haunted. I mean, I would have never known that if I hadn't said something or something like that. And these were just two regular guys that are you know, security guards at this club or whatnot. They just started throwing out these ideas. It seems as though, as far as a larger scale, and it's been something I've been watching and noticing over the last 3-4 years, is that a lot of people have been asking questions like this. They've been questioning a lot more, maybe at risk of ridicule from their counterparts at church or what their religion is, but there is a lot more curiosity now as opposed to, you know, treating, you know, the questioning what happens after this life as a taboo subject.
Do you know what we've done?
What?
We started out, Scott was explaining about bridging the gap, mm-hmm. between, and we've got into our own story.
Oh, God.
What?
I'm sorry.
Scott. We're sorry.
That's the nice thing about that free-flowing format, guys. Don't sweat it.
You gotta reach through the phone and knock us in the head when we get off topic.
Sorry about that. We need a check every once in a while, so
okay.
That's cool.
Bridging.
This is good for me because I already know my material, but I don't know yours. So this is entertainment and educational.
So tell us about bridging the gap between Christianity and the metaphysical. Sorry about that.
Sorry about that.
Well, the basic premise of the book is not to tell people what to think,
mm-hmm.
because
finally.
There's enough of that in the world.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
What it does is it gives people the ability to think and takes them through a lot of the research that I've done, and it just really kind of brings like a 1 + 1 + 1 + 1, and you draw what comes after the equal sign for you.
Mm-hmm.
How many years of have you been searching?
Really my whole life, but actively working in it the last 12 years.
Okay.
Okay, and one thing I do, Doug, I'm chewing here, you're killing me, man. I did notice one thing, though, too. I was looking at your accreditations, actually. You are, it says here that you're a reverend also.
Yes, I'm an ordained minister.
Okay. I just noticed that. I mean, I noticed that when I was going through the notes here. That just kind of illustrates this, I mean, what you were saying before, this correlation that, you know, a lot of people are raised, you know, in Christian families or whatnot, in America today at least, but they're, you know, like I said, the one thing I've been noticing a lot is that even Christian families, they have an interest in this sort of stuff. I mean, what may be going on, at, you know, in the afterlife, so to say, and things like that. And it doesn't seem to be as taboo anymore, it seems. And I mean, that's a good thing for us. It's good for me. I mean, it gives us a chance to talk to more people that way. There is this idea, though, Scott, that I was just curious about, too. I read that before you before we brought you on. Have you ever, I mean, as far as working as a psychic, have you ever contacted someone who said, I am in hell, or I am in heaven? I've never heard this before. I'm curious to get your viewpoint on that.
No, in reality, I haven't. But what the blurb that you were reading is actually part of a larger article that I've got published in a few magazines.
Yeah, yeah.
And basically, it begins to walk you through, much like the book does, is, okay, if this is your criteria, then it has to be A or B.
Mm-hmm.
And then it goes on from there and says, what is the definition of life, and therefore what is the definition of death?
So it's leading you into a logical mode of thinking, finally.
Well, yeah. I mean,
correct.
You're supposed
correct.
To be
you know,
opening doors, as you think, not closing them off.
You bet. One of the greatest quotes I'd ever heard says, it is not a teacher's job to teach a student what to think, rather how to think.
And that's really important.
Yes.
And that I'm glad that somebody said that here today. That, I mean, that's an interesting idea too, Scott. I mean, that's one of, you know, as broadcasters, we talked.
Okay.
We're back. Okay.
Good.
But anyways,
technical difficulties.
Yeah. Fun stuff.
Welcome. All of a sudden, that air, and there's no this thing down there. Just gone.
It must have been when it blanked the screen. That's okay.
Well, what I was saying though,
yes.
was this article, this particular article, Scott. It was scientifically trying to explain the miracles of the Bible, such as the parting of the Red Sea was a good example right there. And they actually sat down and tried to go through and explain what may have happened that looked like a miracle. And made,
right.
You know, it's all coincidence. You know, and I'm not saying that I agree with everything they said, but it was an interesting read at that, which, you know, lends to this idea of the metaphysical world, obviously, and the Christian world. And, I mean, yeah, it's like you said a few minutes ago, most people are either one or the other. I've never really
right.
seen a real healthy mix of the two with a person. And I'm and that's a result of programming, too, right there. People are programmed.
Well, we've just met.
Well, I'm sorry?
I said we've just met.
But no, I mean there. I've seen, and it is a result of this programming thing. And I mean, I don't want to turn around saying, well, everybody's, you know, people are programming you to think this way. You can't think this way. But I can imagine in someone's psyche, like, well, I'm a Christian. I can't start, you know, acknowledging these ideas and these ideas of metaphysics being mixed with spirituality, so to say. According to what I've been taught over the years, that's wrong. We can't do that. It's a very interesting idea. I mean, I can see why it scares a lot of people too. You know, and they would think of it as taboo, so to say, like that. That's what we make.
Well,
hmm?
There's still a lot of hypocrisy as well. You know,
as far as what?
People who talk about, you know, this is the only way, what I've been taught in church.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Church with a capital C, that is. And,
mm-hmm.
And this is the only way, and this is all I can think, and this is it, and they tell me what to think every Sunday. And then, yet they're out and about, you know, reading books by Seth and, and, you know, things like that,
mm-hmm.
interested in what happens after you die. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, I mean, so there's a lot of that go on, too. And I think you have to do that. If you're listening to just one teaching, you're not getting an overall outlook to form your own knowledge, to start learning from.
And that's the basis of what you've done with this book, though, too, Scott. Like you said, you brought all these different ideas together to try to put them into one centralized source so people can more or less, you know, take these ideas.
Right. Well,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, really what I'm looking for people to do is to draw their own conclusions and to think for themselves and to think beyond their programming.
Mm-hmm.
And let me give you an example.
Okay.
You talk to a Christian person about astrology and they say, oh, astrology is bad, that's from the devil. I heard that in church. I said, okay, great. Let's just look at this for a second.
Okay.
It says in Genesis that God created the heavens and the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
It says in the book of Matthew that God has such an attention to detail that he knows when each sparrow hits the ground, and he has the hairs on my head individually numbered.
Mm-hmm.
So you're telling me that he created it. You're telling me in various cases throughout the Bible that he has an attention to detail.
Mm-hmm.
Now, scientifically, we can show that the moon has effect on the tides of the earth, which are, of course, water, so are our bodies.
Mm-hmm.
We can also see, scientifically, crime rates and hospital emergency room rates go way up during a full moon. So we can show that the moon has effect on human beings. Now, the moon being just one of millions of planets, stars, all these things,
mm-hmm.
Now, just through the progression of thought, God created it, he has an attention to detail, it has an effect on us, how is this bad?
Well, and it all works mechanically together, too. It's a system, it seems. I mean, everything has an effect on one another. And
right.
If it was created by this one supreme being, what would be the problem?
Well, why wouldn't you look for the reasoning behind it and the, you know, why wouldn't you be just naturally curious as to what did he, with a capital H, mean,
mm-hmm.
By putting that up there and laying it out this way and making the revolutions go this long and,
mm-hmm.
you know, things like that. I guess there, some folks are just saying, okay, I know you might be curious about that, but that's a no-no. So,
yeah.
Just that's not done. That's from the devil.
And man by nature is curious. Man
right.
itself, the race, man.
I would hope so.
We are curious.
I believe that it was Thomas Jefferson who was referring to God in one of his famous quotes, and he said, I have a hard time believing in a God that would endow me with intelligence and then forego its use.
Yeah. God, I mean, yeah, couldn't you say with better words? That's the truth right there. I mean, it's like you're teasing me. Why are you going to tease me with this? You lay it in front of me. Look, but don't touch. Look,
right.
but don't touch.
This is showing how it could be. If it's your intent to prove this, it could be that astrology would be a testament to God, the Creator's greatness,
mm-hmm.
regardless of which religion you call him God under.
Mm-hmm. And that's so true right there. I mean, especially a Thomas Jefferson quote, that really comes down to it. And it's like every day. I mean, we said that we go through this too, where it's like, okay, you do what? And we're like, well, you know, I study the paranormal, you know, do a little radio show on it and stuff like that. Oh, well, God, you can't do that. You that's wrong. You're evil. You're a blasphemer.
I'm like, heard that.
I don't go on the air and, you know, praise the sacred hordes, you know, praise hell, Satan, or anything like that. I've never done that before on here. We just ask these questions. We talk about interesting things like this, but it seems like that's part of the programming, though, too, Scott, right there, is that it is, like we said, let's try to break it down. It's like, okay, here's how it works. You need to believe in this and this only. Anything else. I don't care what shade of color, even if it's just a little minute shade of color different from what we have here, it is evil, it is wrong, you cannot talk about it.
Well, I think what they've done is they've gone beyond morals.
Mm-hmm.
They've struck organized religion, in this case Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know if they should be telling you exactly what to think all the time, such as, you know, don't believe in astrology, don't mm-hmm. even look at astrology, don't look at the planets out there. You know, they don't mean anything.
Mm-hmm. And that, I mean, that's like I said, by nature, man is curious. Man is curious. I mean, if we weren't curious, Scott, I mean, tell me what you think about this. If we weren't curious, would we have things like computers and these technical, very complex inventions that we have nowadays? If we weren't curious about these things and trying ideas and learning from our mistakes, we wouldn't be able to do the things or have the things we do nowadays. We wouldn't be able to even broadcast this little radio show. I mean, that's where I'm seeing it, is if you don't question these things and look at these weird things that come around you, and you wouldn't be able to advance any if you were just stuck to one idea. Like, this is the way it is, this is the way it's going to be. And obviously there are sects of religious groups out there that aren't technologically advanced at all based on that, I think, because they've been taught to believe that, no, you cannot question this.
You can't touch.
You can't do this. Yeah, you can't touch this. I mean, there's all these different ideas out there. But there is this idea, man is curious, I think. That's the one thing I keep thinking about, is man is by nature curious. And they ask these questions. I would hate to think that someone would damn you to hell, if you want to say, for asking a question of some sorts about, hey, what happens after I do die? What happens if I do die? Do I just die? Do I live on? There's a million questions around that. I mean, that's just that that just dumbfounds me when people say that. But bringing all these ideas together like that is a very good idea, I think, because it does give you all these viewpoints. And as long as, and I agree with you, as long as you don't try to tell people what to think, which it obvious that you're not doing that, Scott, just you draw your own conclusions. You tell me what you think.
Right. And, and it's not based from one side or the other.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the nice part, is that through the book's been out for a couple years now, and one thing that I've found is that people who are strongly metaphysically based, who feel they've been excommunicated from their families due to their beliefs, that this book has been a really nice bridge for healing some of those relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Because it demonstrates things to the Christian perspective that are non-threatening. It's things that Christians are used to seeing. On the opposite side, it also shows how a lot of the metaphysical beliefs are showcased throughout the Bible in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of gives a bridge from both sides to the middle.
You know, and there's one thing, if you can tell us this too, we've referenced the Bible a couple of times. Is there some other examples you can give us? Because I find that really interesting, because the Bible obviously is a book that's been revered and studied over and over again to try to find the meaning from it. Because, I mean, a lot of it, people don't realize, I mean, I've considered the Bible, over my studies of the Bible, I'm not saying just, like, it's not that important, but it's poetry, a lot of it. A lot of it is poetry. Are there any other stories or ideas that you've read in there, that you've researched, that you can kind of, like, elaborate on a little bit more for us?
Tons of them. right off the top of my head, let me see.
Ooh, cut you on the spot, didn't we? Yeah.
Well, I believe that it's the book of Corinthians that talks about the gifts of God for the people of God, and it talks, some of the gifts are the discerning of spirits, being able to hear spirits, and these things are direct quotes from the Bible.
Mm-hmm. And
they're saying that my people are going to be able to do this.
They're going to be able to talk to spirits.
Right, and now that we're doing it, they say, oh, but you're a psychic, that's bad. Okay, well, are you bad? No. Okay, well, is your husband Harold, before he died, was he bad? No. Okay, well, he's telling me things that only he would know. Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, if he's not bad, and you're not bad, I'm a minister, I'm not bad.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the bad part of the equation?
Exactly. Do you think it may be, you know, I was discussing this with somebody at work the other day. We were talking about the Bible. And do you think that maybe all these questions, so to say, and this reverence and all this debate as far as the Bible is concerned, I mean, couldn't it simply be maybe just a communication factor? We know that the Bible has been revised over and over and over again, where sometimes the meaning may be muddied up a little bit, where it may confuse people to a certain degree, and that's where we may have these problems where people are saying, that's wrong, you can't, we'll have three different opinions like on one particular quote, for example. Do you think it may be just a result of maybe just a dictation over the centuries of this book?
I think that's part of it, but it also comes from our internal perspectives. If you and I are sitting in a room together and we both look at the same coffee cup,
mm-hmm.
And the side of the coffee cup that I'm looking at has a picture of an elephant.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm describing this coffee cup to you, and you're looking at the exact same coffee cup.
Mm-hmm.
But from your perspective, you can't see the picture. You can see the word back up.
Okay.
Now we can get into a screaming argument that I see a picture and that you see words. Mm-hmm. What I'm saying through the book is that maybe we're both right.
Mm-hmm. And it very well may be. It very well may be that way, too. I mean, the one thing I've seen over, we know that for a fact, like I said, the book has been dictated over and over again. And then the meaning, I think, can be muddied up where people may look at it, like you just said, from different points of view. And you're right. Maybe we are both correct, but how do you prove it? That's the problem, you know? Why don't we take a quick break, Scott, okay?
Well, I don't think it's, go ahead. I don't think it's a factor of proving it.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you just make people aware of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey, there's other perspectives. Live with it.
Yeah.
But yeah, let's take another break. And we'll be back with more from Scott Christensen, and right after this break.
Hang tight. How much time?
Hey, this is Debbie from Ghostish Files, reminding you to tune in to Ghostish Files every other Saturday on www.ghostishfiles.net.tc at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We'll see you there. Oh, man, I really gotta get out of here. Later.
Hi, this is Lisa Butler, American Association of Electronic Voice Phenomena. Our website is aaevp.com, and you're listening to Ghostly Talk.
Please note, this article written by Scott L. of Ghostly Talk in 2003 was intended for satirical and entertainment purposes only within the paranormal community.
Welcome to Scott L.'s Guide to Finding the Right Ghost Hunting and Paranormal Research Group for you.
Hey there, guys. And if you're not guys, that would probably make you girls. So hello, guys and girls. A lot of people ask me, Scott L., how can I get myself into an active ghost hunting group that goes on hunts, does research, and basically be as cool as you? Well, there's a lot to that. There are a lot of things you want to look at and observe before you sign your soul over to the certified nutjob or full-blown crack addict who elected himself president of the club you are pledging yourself to. The best thing to do is go on a ghost hunt with the group you are interested in and see what they are all about, so to say. Here are some things you want to look for. Number 1. As an observer, the first thing you want to note of is the group's leadership. Watch how the self-appointed president treats the other members. Here is what you want to look for in a good leader. A. The group president is in control of everything. No one else can have any delegated job of any significance. This is the president's vision, so no input is needed from anyone. B. Make sure he treats the vice president like complete garbage. Also make sure he treats anyone who helps him out in starting his, quote, business, end quote, like complete garbage. That way you know he takes no garbage, and the group is run like a pirate ship full of transvestites in a hurricane. C. The group president does not put in for gas money. He has all of his money invested in the group's website costs, t-shirts, and borrowed computer from Rent-A-Center to build the group's website anyways. Look for these things and you can be confident that you will be joining a group with flawless leadership and no skeletons to find out about in the future. Number 2. Everything you see and hear is a ghost, without a doubt. You want to belong to a group that has already decided before they put their foot in a cemetery that the afterlife is real. Number 3. Carrying on rule number 2, when you see or hear a ghost, you want to make sure that everyone you are with, including the people driving by the cemetery, know that you saw or heard one. So let them know in the most dramatic way possible. This will convince them that there is a ghost around, and a million flashes will go off at the same time, blinding and killing any forest animals within a 10-mile radius. Number 4. Remember, this is a serious investigation. Things are going to need to be organized and quiet, so bring as many people as possible. You see, if there is a group of 25 people giggling, smoking cigarettes, and talking about how scared they are at the top of their lungs, the ghost will try to be louder to get your attention and possibly manifest themselves as an apparition in front of you. Number 5. Make sure all of the members bring their cell phones with them to call their friends at the keg party they are missing to say, "You won't believe where I'm at right now." Number 6. There is only one kind of flashlight. Million candle illuminators. These are the only thing to use in a place of rest and serenity, such as a cemetery. Remember, if you can't land a helicopter with it, you can't ghost hunt with it. Number 7. Make sure when going out on an adventurous night of ghost hunting that everyone attending drives separately. This way, when the police drive by the cemetery you are investigating at 1 in the morning and see a sight resembling Joe's used car lot, They are assured that the group has assembled to guard the cemetery from evil wrongdoers who wish to come in the cemetery for a night of urinating on, licking, and humping the tombstones located there. If you watch closely for these things while pledging different ghost hunting groups, rest assured, you will find yourself in a world-class investigation unit, worthy of global attention for outstanding documentation and ethics in paranormal investigations. So with that, good luck and good hunting from your friend, and probably your boyfriend, Scott L.